You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You Know What, Dude? Another sponsor, brooklinen.com. I love these guys. Husband and wife team, they are amazing. I'm so proud to have them a sponsor. I got their sheets on my bed. It's amazing. It's like sleeping in a Four Seasons every night. The pillowcases, the sheets. That you can tell the difference between crappy sheets and good sheets. And Brooklinen is, oh my God. But the best part, the price. It's ridiculous. It's so cheap. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. Are they taking care of you the way they should be? No. Brooklinen.com, they get you high-quality sheets and bedding you deserve at a price that won't keep you up at night. Get it? Buying great sheets is an easy way to upgrade your life. The sheets, the right sheets, can make or break a good night's sleep, okay? And help you feel better and more well-rested every day. Even though the quality of the sheets make for quality sleep, most high-end bedding is marked up 300%. By the time it reaches you, Brooklinen makes quality sheets, luxury sheets, and bedding accessible to everybody. Okay, Brooklinen was founded in April 2014 by husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich Fulop, on the philosophy that people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without luxury prices. Brooklinen cuts out the unnecessary markups and manufacturing waste in order to offer exquisite design and exceptional savings across their collection. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world because people love these products. They do. I love them. Their sheets have over 12,000 five-star reviews. That's ridiculous. They have versatile colors and patterns, and you can mix and match to effortlessly complement your decor. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. You do. I got them. I'm telling you, I love them. Okay? I love my Brooklinen sheets. Try these sheets, and I know you'll love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer for just my listeners. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WhatDude at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love these sheets. You know what? You know what, dude? So confident that you'll love the sheets. 60-day risk-free night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all sheets and comforters. That's it, man. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way to get the $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code WhatDude at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. WhatDude.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clutch to fuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yo, what's up? All right, this is a live YKWD from the punchline. What's the awful intro? I just burped into the mic. Typical fucking fat guy shit. Sorry. Live from the Punchline Comedy Club. We're going to go all around the room, introduce everybody. We have two people that I've known for a long time. We got Marco and Missy from the Jersey Jerks. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
It's not guys, it's me.
Oh, what's up, Bob?
Stop talking like to the camera. You're not talking to the fans, fuckface.
What's up, Bobby? The show was killer. I loved it. I laughed hysterically.
Oh, if I could just have sex with you once.
All right.
She's so into...
What?
I love her. Nothing.
What?
Black guys? No.
No.
Don't say it.
There's nothing wrong with black guys.
She doesn't like fat guys, dude.
I said black guys.
Oh. She said black.
She don't like fat guys. I know that.
I like fat guys.
No, bullshit. Shit.
I don't mind fat guys.
All right, listen. Back off, Marco.
Sorry.
But she hates the blacks.
Listen.
With every year that goes by, she likes fatter guys.
Because well, she's losing older, her looks. It happens. Standards lower.
I love her fucking smoking cackle.
That's me.
All right, so who else? You guys introduce each other.
Each other?
Off camera. Not each other, but introduce yourselves.
Yeah, what's up?
You a fucking troll, correct?
Semantics.
It seemed weird. I thought I was going to have to look deep into his eyes and announce the man's name. What's up? Richie Redding. And I was hanging out in Philly, did a show on my own, and came by to catch the rest of Bobby's show. It's pretty dope.
Okay.
What's going on, guys? Nathan Abib working with Robert Kelly here at the Philly Punchline, having a blast as he burns himself.
Sets his face on fire.
Yeah.
Well, I listen. Anyways,
I was going to help you.
No, I wish you could help me. My wife will see this.
She's cheating on you anyway.
I know she is. I think she is. I think she's cheating on. I think she's cheated on me.
She is.
I read that article. 40% of women now are cheating on their husbands.
What?
And they do
it. That is a bold face.
It's believable.
It's like 80, 90%. Oh, Jesus. Women are whores.
What are you, their fucking representative?
Hello, I'm Missy, representative of all women. We are whores.
Amen.
Have you cheated on people?
Always.
What do you mean always?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
It happens.
What do you mean it happens or you do it?
I do it. Often.
You like, so if you have a boyfriend, you're cheating on him?
Most likely.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they know that?
Yes.
You tell them.
I'm very honest. I'm an honest, open person.
You're an honest whore.
And why do we call her a whore?
Not a whore.
I'm not a whore.
You're just like, you like sex, and when you see something you want, you go get it.
And I get bored.
Well, all right, but if you're not married, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I mean, we're talking about my wife who took an oath.
To you.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about that. I'm speaking for the single women of America then.
But it's
40%.
40% of women now are cheating. But here's the thing. They say that the way women do it, men will never know. They'll never know because guys cheat and we make them our girlfriend. We don't want to let go of that.
Right, right.
We don't want to let go of that pussy.
Yeah.
If it's good, we're keeping it. If I cheated with her, I'd want to do it again. Every time I come to Philly, me and Missy are going to get some steak and cheese, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey.
You know what I mean? A woman will cheat with just a guy once.
Dude in a garage or something.
She'll bump into Marco somewhere. Oh, I know your husband. Boom.
Yeah.
Just do it once in a car. You know, the Chico's parking lot.
Right. The majority of the people that got busted on the Ashley Madison thing were women. Like,
did you introduce yourself yet before you fucking?
Yeah, you fuck. It. Remember?
Glom onto my podcast. You bumped the fucking guy right out. What did you introduce yourself?
Yeah,
you guys are very.
Did you have a stroke? How do you not remember this happening?
No, don't blame.
It was 2 minutes ago. She bats her eyes at you, and you fucking get amnesia.
Nobody remembers my name. It's been like.
Use the mic, dummy. No. This isn't a fucking. When there's a live audience.
No. I love it where it's like keep introducing.
His name's Nathan.
I love it. Perfect.
Yeah,
just checking.
Nathan fucking Spickle.
There it is.
Ingram.
Habib. Yeah.
I thought your name was Habib first. Yeah. That should be your first name. Habib Nathan.
Habib Nathan.
He sounds like he should be a DJ at like a slow jams channel.
Me? A DJ?
Yeah. Listen to
DJ voice. Habib.
Talks listen all, to this. He talks all. Of Nathan.
Oh my God, that would be dope. You think I have a DJ voice?
For like a slow jam channel, yeah.
For like a slow jam channel.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
So somebody who breathed in fire.
Like you can hit the post.
That's me.
No, he has a voice like, you know when somebody lost, it's like a half lost voice. It's a guy in me. We'll talk a little.
No, I'm not. What am I? That's no, like I'm testing now. Yeah.
It's like not there fully.
It's
like
curious.
Yeah. I don't know. Now I'm like subconscious when I talk.
You should be. You should
all the time.
I want a crowd full of missies. Fucking drunk chicks who just cackle.
Yeah, that's me.
Leave every fucking 20 minutes during your set to smoke a cigarette, take a piss.
I didn't leave once.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Oh, really? Have you seen me? You've seen me before.
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
This is your first time?
It was.
Oh, my God.
You were amazing.
Oh, Mama, thank you so much.
No problem.
Now, you guys are on. I'll give you a little history on these fucks. They're original Riot Cast people, okay? Everybody who loves Riot Cast loves all the shows on Riot Cast, including my show. These are the guys, the Jersey Jerks, who started it out.
Yeah.
Back in the day, how many years ago?
It's got to be seven.
Seven?
7 years ago?
Oh, my God. 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
You and Rob Sprantz, you guys started the... It was back then called the Glory Hole Network.
Rob Sprantz started
it. Yes, Rob Sprantz is the man.
Of course, he's the founder.
He's the founder.
He loves that word, founder.
He's the man. The podfather. Love you, Rob.
We do love Rob.
We do
love Rob.
Dude, I lost 17 pounds. It's bugging me.
He's looking good.
He is looking good. I'm jealous. Good.
It's starting to bug me that his job is good. He's looking good. Yeah.
Everything seems very good for Rob.
Yeah. He's going through a midlife crisis, isn't he?
Yeah, we're all
going
to get the boot someday.
Probably.
Yeah.
No,
we're just waiting for it.
Loyalty is everything.
We're just waiting for it.
Well.
Waiting for that phone call.
Well, you guys were one of the original podcasts on the network.
Right.
The original four.
Yep.
There was the Glory Hole.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Mad Party Scientist Hour.
Mad Scientist Party Hour.
Same thing.
Uh-huh.
And why are you second
that?
Still
on our network?
It is. Okay. Yeah, it is.
It's actually really funny.
No, I love those guys. They really are funny. I really do love those guys.
Okay.
Why are you sucking bed?
Why are you sucking bed?
They don't do it anymore.
No, they're gone.
They were
the original sluts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Who were talking about fucking dudes, and they did it. They couldn't show their faces because one was a school teacher, one was a doctor or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they were talking about. So now, guys we fucked, those girls came in at the right moment, at the right time, and talked about fucking dudes and bang, and you know, and they hit. They're huge.
Yeah,
that's a great title.
And those guys, that must fucking bum those girls out.
Why?
Because they did it before it became the thing.
I know. They were good, so.
Those girls are fun.
They were good.
They were excellent.
Good show.
They were
hot as shit.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember one night they showed up at the cellar, and I saw, because you never saw their face.
Oh.
Yeah, this is before video
Neither
podcasting.
Neither one of them.
Nobody did video podcasting. You know, I mean, I think Joe Rogan started it, but he had, like, money to do it. Nobody could figure out. Technology had to catch up to the point where it was cheap enough and easy enough for guys like us or everybody to do. Look, we're doing a podcast from the courtyard at the Punchline outside.
Yeah, this is awesome.
I brought everything on my fucking backpack.
Right.
Technology caught up.
That's
with
amazing.
So the average fuck fart like me could do a video podcast. It's crazy. But back then, it was just audio. And those girls, man, they showed up one night. God, I wanted to fuck both of them.
Did they make out?
I feel like that's usually the total opposite.
I think they liked it out. Yeah, I think they used
they
to, you know,
drama.
They why? What do you mean?
Ex-husband drama.
That's,
that's why they stopped
their podcasting.
No shit.
Yeah.
Why? Doing? Talk to me.
Sounds
I
like
think it was alcohol related.
What do you mean?
I think they got too drunk all the
they're
time.
They're not
going to
do it.
No. Their ex-husband.
All the time, right?
They were taking them to court and they were threatening to throw them under the bus with the podcast.
Oh, they were getting divorced, right?
Yeah. Like using the podcast as evidence because they're talking about being whores.
I guess so. Yeah. It's possible.
Wow, that is possible, man.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's terrible that these things can be used against us. That's my biggest fear, is that I'm going to get on some fucking CBS show about Christianity. I'm going to be playing a priest, changing my whole life around. I'm going to have one of my podcasts where Luis Gomez is sucking my dildo dick.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking...
Well, that and people get offended 10 years later about some shit. That's what happened to...
My son's going to see that someday, too.
Yeah.
I mean, my son's going to hear a lot of crazy shit. And I'm going to have to go, look, man, it was in the name of laughter.
That's right.
In the name of laughter.
But
right, cool.
That shit happened to Ralphie May, who passed today. It's awful. But
First of all, don't step on my toes in my place. Shut the fuck up.
I'm
eating the podcast into that. You fucking yapping asshole. What a fucking piece of shit you are. You don't think I'm going to announce, talk about the Ralphie May thing? I'm going to do a whole segment on it. I'm getting the fucking formalities. Have you ever been on my show?
Yes.
Yeah, then you know how I roll. I fucking introduce people. We talk about backgrounds. And then we get into the thing I want to talk about. And then that's it. And you come right out of the fucking hot gate trying to bring it. Of course. Now we got to talk. Now all the shit about this
Great.
Is all dead.
Right.
We got to talk about Ralphie May.
You put us in the background. Thank you.
Sit down, relax, and let me fucking tell you what to give him the microphone, please.
Hey, it's at Richie Redding if you guys want to follow me. Okay.
I'll cut that out.
It's Nathan's turn.
You're going to get talking down to him.
I'm not, more charisma than him.
I got you.
Now
I got you.
The sounds of Nathan.
All right, listen. Here's the deal.
It's very sad, though.
What a shit dick you are.
I'm sorry.
Why would you? Listen. There's something being talked about. You don't just throw in a major topic like that. You know, like, that's like fucking, we're talking about her tits, having a great time talking about her tits, and then you go, you know, did you hear that thing that happened with the abortion clinic today? What? Oh, yeah, we should talk about it. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's a show killer.
How's your tits?
They're good. I like them.
What size are your tits?
They're 34 double D.
God.
I don't even know what that is. I'm like...
Anyways.
I got a nice boob.
Welcome to the show. I wanted to give a little history of where you guys came from before fucking jackass.
I feel like we didn't give enough history.
It's Richie Redding.
Thanks, Rich.
We're going to go back.
Thanks, buddy.
I do want to talk about it because you guys were, you guys were one of the original, before podcasting or just when it became big.
Yeah.
You guys were in there.
Yeah. Eight total years. Yeah.
And you, like, as far as the podcast, like every, you know, there's a lot of podcasts that do crazy shit, attack people, say whatever the fuck they want to say.
Right.
You were one of those podcasts that just didn't give a fuck.
No.
Like, there was a lot of people just talking, and what do you think about this? Like, you guys were like, that guy's a dickhead, fuck you. You'd have people on and fuck with them.
Well, we're not in the business, that's why. So we don't, you know, we don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, but even if we were, we would still
Think we'd be the same.
Yeah,
we would. I mean, if you listen to some of our podcasts, you'll hear our opinions on women comics, most women comics. Yeah. You'll hear a bunch of shit that probably, if we were in a business, wouldn't be good for us if we were stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
But so that's where we have the benefit, and we attack people that attack you, and Rob. Yeah.
Attack people?
Yeah, the chick that the shitty podcast that attacked you.
What was that podcast name?
I don't fucking remember. It was stupid.
Oh,
yeah, that's hilarious.
That was horrible. And then
you even attack me too, though.
We attack you.
We attack you.
Yeah, but
as
a joke,
to be
though.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
So you guys were doing this.
Some shit about you.
Where is that?
I know we're missing Fob and Chris. The other
that's
two.
That's one thing.
Yeah,
Chris and Fob, who don't. Fob just recently got on camera.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he doesn't want to be seen.
No, Fob's good with it. Chris won't get on camera.
So, Marco, you were doing this shit like when it was not even cool yet.
Yeah, we were doing it when it wasn't even cool.
Wait, no side conversations. There's one conversation.
All right, well, I'm trying to build charisma like you asked me, and it's hard when you fucking talk it all the time.
Here's the thing.
It's a show, I mean.
Here's the thing. Learn how to jump in, dum-dum. Don't just cross-talk like we're at an AA meeting,
I feel like we're both fucking, all right.
Fucking Christ. You're on a microphone. They're hearing us talk and you at the same time. Therefore, they hear nobody talk. That's how it fucking works. All right, newbie?
This is like podcast 101. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, it's not just you and your brother going, well, life is hard. How do we fix it?
I'm not even going to plug that. All right,
fucking, this is, I got a bunch of alpha. I got this alpha man. All these alpha female. Then you, omega.
No, she's an alpha male.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
What was I talking about? So,
the shitty podcast.
What the fuck was Fobbs? He's gone. He's fat.
Well, no, it's not about your weight.
She just said he calls me fat.
Fat. But I mean, but he can because he's fat. We're fat. We can talk about your fat.
All right.
We roll in that fat circle.
He also talks
about how you kill shows.
What do you mean?
Like how if you're on a show, it'll die.
All right. Well, no, what show have I killed?
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and
Roll. That's one show.
What were the other ones?
What the hell
you
was
you know them?
No, I don't.
I would be like, that show's over.
You killed Dane Cook's career.
I have nothing to do with that. Do not blame me.
Once you go in his movies, where is he now? Coincidence? I don't know.
I was in one movie.
Okay.
No, I saw you in Amy Schumer's movie.
Yeah. Where's she at now?
Oh, I'm a career killer?
You don't listen, so.
Wait a minute, I take out people's careers?
No, yeah, kind of.
I don't listen to your shit show.
Of course not.
I listen to my fucking show. Yeah. Fuck, am I going to listen to your show? For?
You're sensitive. All of a sudden, you're sensitive, right?
Yep, I'm very sensitive.
We call the show Sensitive Bobby. 2 weeks later, you come out with a show, Sensitive Bobby.
Because nobody listens to your show.
That's fucked up. Yeah, you're fucked up. But you're right, but you're fucked up.
Listen, here's the deal. I killed careers.
Oh, God. I wish he was here.
Where's the show?
Where's this show at?
Until right now?
Listen, here's the deal. I always thought I kill swag. Like, I kill, you know, when a festival has good stuff that they give. I remember I did the Aspen Festival, finally.
Asthma?
Aspen.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. What an alky.
Here it goes.
You can literally smell fucking alcohol.
Every Thursday night. Beer.
So I did, every time I do a festival, the year before, they give away computers and puffy coats with the name. I show up, they have mittens and a hat. You know what I mean?
Frisbee.
Yeah, Just for Laughs used to give away great swag. That's when they gave away maple syrup.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? I fucking murder swag.
That's
horrible. But now, I am a fucking mush when it comes to careers.
I mean, think about it.
I mean, let's go through this.
Yeah, yeah. Really think about that because it makes sense.
Unless you want to bring up Ralphie May. You want to talk about
How about the Vegas shooting? You want to bring that up too? We can talk about
shit.
That.
Listen, here's the deal. Okay, so we had Dane.
Right.
Okay.
Louie.
Tough crowd.
Tough crowd is another one.
God, I fucking.
Tough crowd's control. Another one.
Sex drug, Leary. I fucking.
Yep. Yeah, what's another
Nurse
one?
Nurse Jackie.
Nurse Jackie's done, right? Forgot about that.
Jesus.
Weren't you a shitty cop or something? Where were you?
I wasn't a
security
shitty
guard.
Have you ever?
Where were you?
Settle down.
Where were you?
Settle down. Stop eating the mic, too.
I'm not eating the mic. I'm just, you know.
Where were you? Where were you?
Bobby, right. Have you ever been in a season two of anything?
Sex
Drug, Rock and Roll.
Fuck, really? Yeah, I love that show, by the way.
Me too. I
loved
it too.
I thought it was
fantastic. Yeah, absolutely.
I was great on the show.
I thought you were
the best drummer ever.
I thought you were.
I'm the world's shittiest drummer in the world.
Look good to me.
Yeah, well, anyway.
I bought it.
So you guys are one of the original. I'm really bummed out that you guys have fucking unveiled this.
It's not us.
I'm
it's
fucking
Bob.
Kryptonite to fucking TV shows. People's careers. Nobody's going to work with me again. I'm fucking calling. Everybody's in trouble.
Think about it, though.
I'm going to start working with people I don't like.
That makes sense.
You can just start careers.
You got what's that?
You can just start careers.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're ending them, you can just start them as well.
That's false. We've been on the network for 6 years. Our career's gone nowhere.
Yeah, but I'm here.
Yeah, that's my fault. You guys live in fucking the end of Jersey.
We're 20 minutes from this club.
Yeah, you live in Philly. It should have been the Philly assholes, not the Jersey jerks.
I mean, we're all from Philly, really.
Yeah, you're all from Philly. You're not Jersey jerks.
Well, we live
it's
in Jersey.
Fucking, it's branding. You lied.
I'm not lying.
We're trying to become just the jerks.
Yeah.
Okay, just the jerks.
We're trying to rebrand.
I think you need to up the jerk part of your podcast.
I agree.
I really do.
Okay.
I think, and you call me sensitive.
Yeah.
And I think you guys have gotten sensitive over the years, too.
You think so?
I think so, and I'll tell you why. And it's the same reason why I got sensitive. I had a kid.
Well, I'm the only one with a kid.
Well, hang on, let me. I got other stuff. Hang on, tits.
I'm good.
I have other things. I think that as you get older, you have more empathy for human beings and the world. And as you're getting older and time is passing, you care more about things than you did before.
You clearly don't listen to our show. That's false.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would that be false? That sounds...
No, that's
no,
not true about
really
us.
No, they haven't, evolved at all.
No.
No, it's annoying.
I have a kid, so I've been a little more empathetic, I think.
Right.
I've been divorced twice.
To the same woman.
This is fucking mind-boggling to me.
Yes.
That you married a girl.
I did. Didn't even last 8 months the first time.
And then you got married again.
Yeah.
How long?
Barely made a year the second
barely
time.
Barely made a year.
But we had a kid before we got married again.
So it would have been fucking 3 months if it was if you didn't have the kid.
Yeah.
So you had the kid.
We had the kid.
What made you thought it would work?
I don't fucking know.
Did I ruin that too?
Well,
is that my fault?
No, just
indirectly,
careers, not marriages.
What's that?
Just careers, not marriages. Careers.
Yeah. I can't really blame you for that. That's just my stupidity.
Well.
Yeah.
What were the wedding presents like the second time around?
I had to take it.
You like secretly got married.
I secretly did. We got married at a beach in Florida, but it was like wine bottles and bullshit. We didn't take them home. We just left them at the.
It was. You know how we
just Christmas party shit?
All the jerks found out how Marco got married the second time? Facebook.
Really?
And we went to do a show, and we sat around, and we were like, so did Marco get married again? And they were like, he totally did.
Do you know why? Because he knows that you guys were like, you're an idiot.
Well, they didn't, none of them like her, so.
I don't know her.
Why would they like somebody that you divorced? You got them to hate her.
They didn't like her before the wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The first one or the second?
Yeah, first.
Bob gave him a speech on how he shouldn't marry her.
Yeah. Right on the day of the day to wedding. On the day to wedding.
The day of the wedding.
What? He said, listen, you need to think about this, and let's just go. I'll call a cab. We can go. And I said, no, what are you?
That was the best man speech?
The best man speech was a classic, too.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, it was fantastic. I don't remember what he said, but it was fantastic. But, yeah, he gave me the speech before. Listen, this is your chance to go.
Really?
Let's do it. And I said, no, man, we got a $60,000 wedding we just were putting on here.
Oh, 60 grand.
I didn't pay for it, yeah.
You did.
Her dad.
Oh, what a...
They're still paying it off.
There should be 60. Fucking wedding insurance.
There really
if it
should.
Doesn't work out, you should just get half your money back.
Yeah.
They should look at you and go, this isn't going to work.
That's a good idea.
They should have post-dated all their wedding checks.
What was this? What was his speech on the next wedding?
There wasn't any.
Nothing. You didn't
no. I didn't want to sit the wedding, but I had the kid. I felt I had to be a good dad. He was a year old.
Yeah.
You know, get together, and then shit changed again, and then,
I mean,
you know.
Let's be real.
I tried to do the right thing.
Your kid was born premature.
He was. He was.
And that was a pretty, I don't want to say tragic, but it was
traumatic.
A traumatic time.
Yeah.
That's the word I would have used.
Yeah.
That's the T word I was searching for and I couldn't find because I'm a fucking muff, which isn't even a word, but it's
a muff.
It describes me perfectly. A fucking big muff. And I remember talking to you. Yeah. I would talk to you late at night and find out about the kid because the kid was in the hospital.
Right. Right.
I mean, that bonds people.
Right. Well, we actually bonded when you had called me like 1 a.m. traveling somewhere because you would just found out your wife was pregnant and my wife was already a few months pregnant, and you were probing me. What do I expect? Like, is she gonna be a bitch? You know, is she gonna have swollen ankles? I forgot. You asked me all these questions that were, you know, is milk gonna shoot out of her nipples? You were asking all these weird fucking questions.
I'm not talking
questions.
About us bonding, you asshole.
Oh.
I'm talking about you and your wife. We never bonded.
There's no bonding with her. There was no bonding with her.
Stop getting emotional with me.
I'm not.
The night we bonded was that what?
We bonded.
We didn't bond that night.
I thought we did.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
We had a moment.
Yeah.
Maybe we bonded.
Do you know what else they make fun of?
We fucking bonded. We never bonded, but we're bonded. I'm so glad that you're on a fucking downward slide in life.
Well, am I on a downward slide?
Do you think so?
I think I'm good.
they also bust my balls about my love for you.
We have
That's
a fucking
true, we
relationship.
Do. Well, because right. Marco's a star fucker.
He is
a star fucker.
No,
yes, he is. Star fucker. O-Town. Tell him about O-Town.
I'm friends with they're a boy band
he's
that I know.
With O-Town.
I mean,
you're friends with them?
Yeah. I mean, they know me.
You're friends with a boy band?
Yeah. Why not?
Why?
I haven't, listen.
They're not boys anymore. They're
he went on roller coasters with them.
Listen.
They literally have receding hairlines and gray hair.
I like boy bands. I don't know why. I like boy bands.
We know why.
We all know why.
We know why she divorced you.
I put it in my Tinder profile.
Wait, what exactly do you like about boy bands?
I wish I was them. All the pussy and stuff like that. Yeah, I wish I was them.
I thought
dancing, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
The singing, the talent.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
You have something. Right. You can grab the mic for a minute.
I literally just took it from him.
You can't. I'm kidding. I was just busting your balls.
No, I'm fired?
No, you're not fired. Either one. I'm just saying.
Oh.
He's not talking anymore. I was joking with him, but I think he's
You think he was legit
now.
In trouble?
He's just not talking. He's doing... Moves.
No, I was just watching.
He did a move.
He just did the. I like the way they dance. And he did
yeah, yeah. The little dance.
The little
but yeah, I put it on my Tinder profile. I like boy bands.
Wow, look.
Yeah.
Everybody likes boy bands, but we don't like them enough to be friends with them. I can take that back. I'm friends with Ace.
Who?
From American Idol, Ace.
Oh yeah, he does the plays in Broadway,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm friends with him. I like him a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, we're good friends.
He's got nice hair though, doesn't he?
Not anymore. He cut it off.
He cut it off.
Cut
wow.
It all off.
What wow. kind of feedback do you get from that being on your Tinder profile?
That's what chicks use when they'll message me and they'll be like, "Boy band's hot." I'm like, "Yeah, who's your favorite?" New Kids on the Block, and then we go into it.
Okay.
And then when I finally like get them in bed or something, then we role play.
Just put on some Boys to Men.
Or yeah, you know, they'll put on New
Backstreet
Kids and
Boys.
And she'll be like, you know, "Hey, can I call you Donnie?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. You can call me Donnie."
Do the shitty Boston accent. You do the shitty Boston accent.
The shit Donnie Wahlberg.
He's obsessed with them.
Oh, I love Donnie Wahlberg.
Danny, Donnie, Joe, John, and Jordan, right?
Is it recording?
It is. We could just talk.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Bummer.
Obsessed
Guys,
with
I'm sorry.
Technical difficulties.
So wait.
Yeah, Gad, I'm sorry.
No, so what do you say for your pickup line with Tinder? Because I'm like really...
Pickup line? Listen, it's bullshit because... Like most of them say, if you say hi, how are you, I'm not going to answer.
It's never going to work.
And I'm like, well, what else are you going to say on Tinder? It's bullshit.
Yeah.
What else are you going to say? You're going to come up with some bullshit line?
Well, I always try to, like, whatever their description is or whatever.
You try to say something about
it. I try
it.
To, like, play around that. But usually girls don't have the time or, like, the energy.
No, because they got a million people that are swiping right to them. And then there's fat me that's swiping right. And
that's
they're like,
true.
You know, right.
I did a thing once where me and my friends went on Tinder. And I just swiped right to everyone.
They all match.
For like an hour.
Really?
Yeah, and that's all I did. And we wanted to see who got the most responses. And I had, within an hour, like 187 people.
Wow.
Like,
Jesus.
You got fucked 187 times in a week.
I did.
In an hour.
My vagina.
Woo! I wonder what the most a girl's been fucked.
in like a day.
Wasn't Annabelle Chong? I remember she had the world record at one point.
How
for like the. I don't know.
Like,
just stood out.
Like
it was like 500 in a very small amount of time.
That's
no. They only had like 250 dudes, so they had to like go back around and start tugging rope.
No, it was Houston, the porn star. The Houston 500.
Annabelle had it first, I think.
Oh, jeez.
The fact that you guys even know.
Yeah, this is blowing
the fucking.
Well, yeah,
details
like,
on this is just scary.
Yeah, but didn't Jameson do like 200 at one time? Like
they had to like pack them on ice and shit.
Yeah.
They had to like ice down her cooch. After a couple hundred. Dudes mauling it.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not? If look, I don't care if you believe in religion or not, you're not going to whatever heaven there is.
Yeah.
You let fucking 500 dudes plug you in an hour.
I don't think prayer was part of her preparation.
Yeah. God, thank you for everything. Please let me help me dig all these dicks today.
Help me get this fucking record
going. All the guys. All right, guys, bring it in.
Yeah.
I want you guys
part
to
of
come
greater.
Come good, come quick, all right?
Yeah.
My pussy, I can handle 200 up front, but it gets a little tired at the end, okay? What's the most you've had?
In a day.
Sex in one day?
Yeah.
I don't know, like... Wait, of different dicks?
She definitely, there was an S. There's definitely an S. Lowball six.
There was an S.
No, I've never had more than two penises, different penises inside me in a day. Ever.
How about at once?
At once? Only one.
Only one time?
Yeah.
Brood.
Oh, that's great.
I only had one penis in my vagina at once.
So you had two guys in one day?
Yeah.
Where was that?
I don't know. When I was in high school, I had like multiple boyfriends. For, like,
really? So we went with them. That's not bad.
No, you're in high school.
You never had two guys at one time?
I have, but not in my vagina.
Wait, what?
So one was in your butt?
No, I'm a virgin in my butt.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud
of
you.
Saving it.
When you were talking about it, I haven't even had a pinky or lickage or anything.
Nothing. Nobody licked your butt?
No, I have a completely virgin asshole.
We're trying to talk her into it.
I don't know. I'm terrified, I think. I don't want any parts of it.
Do you have anything down there like scary?
No, but it just, I...
Scary?
I don't know. Like I just, nugget? I would never be able to relax enough to stick anything inside.
Some kind of a anomaly?
Well,
a hemorrhoid?
Has a guy ever, like, gone down on you and then decided to go a little further? And what do you do?
No, it's like a conversation I have beforehand, usually.
What is it? Like, what's
like
it?
Don't fucking go near my asshole or I'll fucking lose my shit.
Oh, shit. All
right, wait a second. So if I'm with you...
That's on her Tinder profile, actually.
Yeah, I'm not even joking either. That's not even for, like, comedic effect.
That
like that.
It will be. It will be.
Jersey jerks.
Keep that thumb to yourself.
Yeah, no thumb, no lickage, no nothing.
You can't even lick down there?
I don't.
What if you took a shower together, and then you went right to the bed, and he was eating you out, and then he went down there and took a couple swipes?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I just, it. I have enough time teaching people how to figure out my vagina, let alone
what
my asshole.
What is it, like fucking Hellraiser box?
No, but if someone says something I like, I explain them what I want to do.
Oh,
and
you
then
tell guys what you want.
I always do, but like they don't
that's
ever.
So good.
I
good
always,
for you.
You have like a pamphlet printed up?
I should.
That's what to expect when these girls come
off. I really should, because most men have no fucking idea what
they're
doing.
Don't mind the penis. Just move it to the side.
Most girls won't do that. Most girls will fucking...
No, fuck that. They need to know.
Well, most girls will just get you down there, and they'll be like, yeah, yeah. Oh, not so hard. And they fuck with your self-esteem because you think you're doing a good job. And you're like, and then like, oh, stop. That hurts. Like, oh, fuck, I've been hurting you for the last 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I've been fucking doing a T thing. You know?
Wait, going down hurts?
When you lick a girl too hard, some girl,
okay.
Not every girl's the same. Some girls like it to be bit and sucked and whipped.
Yep.
Some
I
girls
like suckage.
Slow, fast.
You like suckage?
I like some suckage.
Like,
I don't like any bit things, though. Like, if anybody's biting my vagina, I'm upset about
it. What is the key to making you have an orgasm when you get on? What is the main thing a guy has to know?
To suck my clit.
Suck it?
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah, like a fucking pacifier.
Wow.
But only for a little bit. And then never longer than 5 minutes.
Oh, so I, so
yeah.
And then,
there's a time limit.
Come in 5 minutes.
You're not doing it right.
If I can't come in 5 minutes, I got to move on. I'm busy.
I just want to thank you for the life advice. This has been amazing so far. Appreciate it.
What's that?
No, this is great. I'm learning a lot here.
I don't like when anything lasts more than 5 minutes, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, it pisses me off.
Oh my God, that sounds great.
Yeah, when sex is longer than 5 minutes, I get angry.
This is the perfect female.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just hope this is true, like, everywhere.
She likes things to last 5 minutes.
Yeah. She's unique.
Now, you have, if me and you, say me and you had sex at the Wyndham, right?
What room?
Same thing, you fooled around. I went down, I beat the pacifier, and then I fucking rolled you over on your fucking belly, put a pillow under your fucking bush, and started going at it. And then 5 minutes in, I'm done. What do we? And then I'm like, all right, cool. Do you leave? Do we have to talk? Do you want to get out of there? Do you want to have a little chat? You know, you're going to try to light a cigarette in my non-smoking room? Well, you know, we're going to have to fucking...
No, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave because I'm going to want a cigarette.
I'm
going
to come back.
You're gone.
Yes.
Oh, you're gone forever. I love that.
You know, he doesn't have a girlfriend. Do you find him attractive, Nathan?
Hi.
Hi, Nathan.
How you doing?
Do you find him attractive?
Yeah, you're...
Nah, that's not true.
You're tall.
Yeah.
You're like tall, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't genuine.
She's tall.
Yeah, but...
No, Missy does.
I don't think that was genuine, Missy. Right?
Missy?
Yeah, look, you're looking at him, you're not saying anything, now you're quiet.
Right, let's talk about Ralphie.
All right.
Well, anyways.
She likes women, too.
You like women?
Yes.
A lot?
Yes.
Better than guys?
No, because, well, it's hard to explain.
Not really.
Sexually, I like women more than men.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
When I masturbate, I think about women. I don't think about men, ever. In
interesting.
She's our whore.
Wow.
What do women do?
They're just beautiful and.
When you masturbate.
What do you mean? What do they do?
What are they doing?
I watch porn.
No. What are they doing to you when they masturbate? What are they? You like them just going down on you? Oh, you know you can't masturbate in your head.
I don't usually.
So you watch a porn.
Yeah, I need like physicality.
I need people kissing. That really,
I hate that.
People kiss.
You like kissing?
Porn. Yeah.
I need to see the in and out. You know what I mean?
I don't need to see the in and out.
No?
I don't like any of the affection. Like, the kissing, it's just not.
He's a fucking serial killer. This fucking guy.
In a porno,
he's
it's just
off
like.
A thin, tall, cute little Jewish guy. He's murdered hookers.
I just don't like when they still have their eyes.
I don't like
the affection.
No, but like if it's like the porno, like, you know, that's like the whole point is just to like finish, get done with it. Like the kissing, like I'll go like watch a romantic comedy and see kissing there. For a porno, it's just let's just like get this done with.
The kissing makes it real. When they passionately kiss, I know that they're really fucking. Because when you kiss, you can't kiss somebody you don't want to fuck. When you fuck, you can fuck somebody you don't want to fuck, but you can't kiss somebody that you don't want to fuck.
That's fucking true.
Yeah.
So when they kiss,
you can. I don't know how I said it. Figure it out.
No, you're right though. You're right.
I'm right. You can't. So when they kiss, and I know that they're into it. They're into each other. They want to fuck each other because they're making out. There's something about that.
But like,
I like kissing too.
But actors are kissing in movies and stuff. Like,
and they want to fuck, my friend.
You think they want to fuck?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Really? I thought they were just being professional.
The divorce rate in fucking Hollywood is astronomical.
Oh, my God.
Because the wife, whoever the fuck is home, you don't think that every time somebody fucking the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy,
right?
Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
I love him, and yeah, I love his wife, and I love them together. They broke up because somebody was doing something somewhere.
Hmm.
He's in a space movie with what's her name?
Zoe.
No, that's not her name. I love she just whips out
Zoe Saldana. No,
in the space movie.
Zoe Saldana. No,
he was in the movie when they were on the ship. And there was
Guardian.
No, let me finish.
Oh, that space chick. The pink chick.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
The girl who plays the fucking...
Green chick?
The blue chick in...
Avatar.
No, let me... Let me finish the fight. What do you have underwear on? You don't have underwear on.
I have underwear on.
No, I'm just checking. The hottest thing if she was that guy Jones. All of us would be thinking of just trying to sit over there across from her. The girl that was play in X-Men, she plays the young blue girl.
Jennifer Lawrence
and Chris Pratt were in a movie where
his
thing opened up early his, you know, chamber, sleep chamber, and then he opened her up.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think that they had a fuck in that movie? You don't think that was something there?
Oh, yeah.
Just, I always just thought it was being professional. That blows my, you're blowing my mind right now.
You think
it's their job.
Not have a boner.
I don't know. Do they cut down there? Like, it's just.
What do they want?
No, I'm saying, like, when they're filming that, it's just fucking sexy.
I'm so glad that you're in the dark right now. Like, people can't see you.
But you can hear me clearly.
You're just a raspy, soft spoken fucking ass. I. Oh, why did I even yell at you? I wish. What? No, I'm kidding. Keep the mic. I think they, you know, of course it turns you on. Of course it does. And when you, and they're making out, they're kissing, and, you know, man, I remember that movie, Two Girls and a Guy, Robert Downey Jr., ate fucking, what's her name's asshole? I mean.
That's love.
That's, yeah, well, not to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're trying to get her to do it.
What?
On the podcast?
No, not on the podcast. We don't want to see that.
We won't come across.
All right. So, anyways, let's transition. Well, you know, where are you from originally?
I'm from South Jersey. I started out doing comedy in Philly,
you
though.
Started out there, and you're from
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Okay. So the backstory's there. You guys, the Jerks, one of the original shows on the network, is still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always loved you guys. I've always called in. I don't listen to the show all the time, but I do every once in a while, and I'm a big fan of you guys, because you are just a bunch of fucking jerks. Just a bunch of assholes that don't care.
Correct.
And Missy is the greatest fucking on the show.
Thank you.
I really do love you.
Thank you.
On the show.
Thank you.
I feel like we should just put the mics down and let them talk.
What, me and her?
Yeah.
We can't do anything. Are you nuts? She'd wrap me out in a second to get ratings.
What?
She'd be like, I fucking...
She won't show her boobs. She won't...
I don't lick my asshole. You don't show boobs?
No.
What,
I don't,
what do you
do
mean don't show her boobs? On the podcast?
Yeah, why not?
Why would she show her boobs on
I don't know.
Podcast?
I don't know. It's cleavage. At least cleavage.
Why?
Because she's got nice cleavage.
How do you
People
know?
Love that shit. People love that shit. They're always asking for it.
You're such a misogynistic ass.
Not me. Right, I don't want to see it. Oh, here we go.
You do.
I don't want to see it.
If
no.
She ripped her tits out right now, you wouldn't look?
I would look, yeah.
Of course you would. Why?
Because I'm a man.
No, because you want to see Missy's tits.
I don't want to see Missy's tits.
Yes, you do.
I think you do.
You really think I do?
Do you see your tits on your phone?
No.
Can you take pictures of your tits?
No. No paper trail.
No problem.
Well, maybe if it was cheating, I'd do it.
What? Going on YKW, dude. I know, it's sponsor time, but I got to tell you right now, these people are my favorite. Unbelievable sponsor. They support my show. Support them. DeepDiscount.com. It's a loaded website with CDs, vinyls, Blu-rays, video games, and more at amazing low prices, okay? Right now, a cult film sale is going on. Over 600 favorite go-to movies, ones you like, the ones you can watch over and over again, like Stripes, The Big Lebowski, Mallrats, Reservoir Dogs, and Bad Lieutenant. The list goes on and on. I got The Warriors. You can buy it, own it, have it. I got Barton Fink is a great movie that's up there. Boondock Saints. The list goes on and on. So go check it out. DeepDiscount.com, or just go to the logo on my homepage at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and click. Be sure to use the special coupon codes and sale icons to even save MOA. Okay, stop watching and searching and for something. You go on the TV, what can I buy? There's nothing on. 600 things, nothing you want to watch. You end up with crappy quality films and stupid cuts and tons of commercials and worse, you can't find anything. It just sucks. All right? Here's the thing. Go to deepdiscount.com. Find what you want to watch. Buy it for a really cheap price. Own it. Watch it whenever you want, at your leisure, whenever you want to watch it. It's a great place. It's a great website. And I'm telling you, deepdiscount.com has new video releases too. Out this week, Spider-Man Homecoming. It's already out on Deep Discount, and you can get it at an amazing price. Okay? Buy your own copy on Blu-ray or DVD right now. Click on the logo found on my homepage at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy your favorites. Watch them when you want. And check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount.
Yo, you the boss, you the talent, you own the company, looking for people for your business, in need of a great talent for your business, but short on time. You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find the perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools. What if hiring could be easy, more streamlined, less time consuming? So even when you're busy, you can still be smart about the way you hire. If you're hiring, you know that quality hires keep your business moving forward, but you also know it's really hard to find the right candidate for the job. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidate? I mean, look, at Liz goes through it down the Comedy Cellar all the time. I go through it on this podcast. It's hard to find good people, or at least the right person. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job with minutes of the posting, so you receive the best possible candidates. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidate finding you. It finds them. You can even get a head start on the interviewing process by adding screening questions to your job post to help identify the most qualified candidates. So you don't have to waste time sorting through a stack of resumes to find the perfect fit. No wonder 80% of the employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate through the site in just one day. It's ridiculous. And the easy-to-use ZipRecruiter dashboard lets you manage your hiring process from start to finish, all in one place. ZipRecruiter, the smarter way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. That's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. One more time, try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. Go there right now.
All right, so let's switch gears right now. We're here tonight. I was home. This podcast is going to probably get serious now a little bit, but it's... Which is fine with me. I was in the room today, and an alert came on my phone that Ralphie May died at 45. And it's a sad thing, man. Ralphie was a great guy. He was a great comic. He was a great guy. Beyond the comedy, he was a great guy, but he was also a father. And, you know, that just kills me. It breaks my heart because, and it bothers me too. Some guy on Twitter immediately had to be, you know, oh, now you're the fattest guy in comedy.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Which is kind of funny.
It's tough.
I almost tried not to laugh right now, hearing it aloud. Because I'm not. Fluffy's way bigger than me. But... it's scary, man. I think about it all the time. I think about, you know, the food. I think about being, you know, I started working out again. I started going to the gym. I started lifting weights. You know, I have hummus and a fucking chicken salad over there. I got protein shit. I'm back in the game because I look at my kid and I'm like, there's no way I want him to not have me around. And it was my choice.
Right.
Right.
Because, you know, I mean, look, Ralphie... But I also, people said, you know, he could have got thin. He could have stopped whatever he was using, whatever the fuck he was doing. You know, yeah, he could. But people don't understand how hard it is. People don't understand what depression is. He just got divorced. You know, when you're a big guy to even this big, it only feeds it. It only feeds it. The depression, the sadness. Being on the road, man. Being out there on the fucking road. Chris Rock wrote it tonight about Ralphie. It's sad. You guys, you comics out there on the road, fucking keep your shit together because it's tough out there. Being out here at a different fucking place every weekend, sleeping in hotels, being by yourself, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
it's tough. I don't know if people can understand it. And when you get into the depression, or when you go so high up and you come down, on you, it's just a tough thing.
I was talking to my dad today, actually, because he was calling me up, and I was alone all day today. Wasn't like doing pretty much shit, right? Like, yeah, in a coffee shop, writing jokes, whatever. But like, right, after a few hours, you just kind of go like, almost just like psycho, because you're, I mean, I literally don't know anyone in Philly. So I'm just alone in a coffee shop, and I call my dad, and I was like, yeah, like, it's cool. This town is cool, but like, I don't know. I'm like bummed out. And then he like was just like, well, isn't that just like the life of a comic? Like, super like nonchalantly, you know? And that was like tough to just like swallow.
All right, we'll go out. We'll go to lunch tomorrow.
Thanks. No, but
we'll go to lunch. We'll go to lunch.
I did ask you. I asked you, what
I
do
know,
you do?
I, yeah, know. Now we're definitely doing,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
I'll meet you for lunch. I'll take you to lunch. We'll go to the fucking Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
We'll fucking have a mini date.
Nice mandate.
So you can feel good.
But isn't it kind of scary that even like in a cool city, though, you can feel that way?
But that's the problem. You don't have to feel that way.
You said you have a choice, right?
You have a choice.
Right.
Today, I fucking went out, and I went and got lunch by myself.
Yeah.
But I made a couple phone calls. I connected with my kid. I had to watch them play soccer. I made a connection to my wife. We had a good conversation. And then I went, and I sat, and I got a cigar, and I had to do some work, and I did that. And then I checked out some shit. And then I'm like, I'm going to go home and take a nap, and I'm going to work out. Fuck you. I'm working out.
Right.
It's a choice.
Yeah, but...
And it's a hard choice to make. And it's, you know, but... You know, I mean, you guys are civilians. I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know what you're going through. I get depressed because I'm divorced, the father of one, and I don't see my kid all the time. That's why I'm depressed. I don't travel. Where do I go? I'm not a comic. You know, I don't know what
I
you
get
go
depressed.
Through.
Why? Yeah, because I get bored. And when I get bored and when I have idle time, I have to fill it with things. And I'll read books and do whatever. Like, TV can't even numb it anymore. It has to be something more extreme.
I think there's a high and a low to being a comic, that like the further along, you're way further along than I am, but like the high of coming off stage and then suddenly being alone is weird.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. Oh my God, the light
bye
just
bye.
Went out.
What happened with that?
What happened with that?
Did it just run out?
The Venmo died.
Oh my God. Push the light.
Right here?
Oh, it's still working? God.
Did that just go out?
I think that was a timer.
Oh, wait.
What? Push the side.
Yeah.
No, push it. Hold it. No, hold it. Yeah.
There you go.
Yay, it's back.
One more
time.
One more?
Yeah. One more time. Oh, shit, it's dead. Oh, you know what?
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thanks.
There you go.
All right, we're back.
But, hey, nice. Bobby, I meant no disrespect whatsoever. I'm sorry I jumped the gun on bringing him up.
I was a dick move.
Yeah, it did tie into what we were talking about, but
it tied into
it? Did, yeah.
Back then it did?
It did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fucking thing. But,
wait a minute. Don't I have a charger? Doesn't that somebody have a charger?
Kind of charger looking? No, I don't know.
My bag. Fuck me. Oh, God, this podcast is just... All right, keep talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're good.
No, go ahead, talk.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, I mean, there's just something about when it's somebody that does what you do and lives this life, because this is not an easy life. That, you know, you make a lot of sacrifices doing this. Like,
yeah.
I could have a normal job.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
And don't have anything near as secure as my friends that do.
Right.
And, I did a memorial to a comic, Damon Rozier. Did you know Damon? The guy he was in a wheelchair.
I don't know.
He was a comic, in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Right.
He got buried this week and did a memorial to him.
Right.
And it fucked me up, man. Like, we weren't best friends by any stretch, but it was really hard.
I got the news about Ralphie, and honestly, I thought about two people. Myself, because I'm not the healthiest pitcher, and I thought of Bobby. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, we really need to take our health into consideration. We have kids. He's got kids. So now I freaked out today. So I got all, you know, anxiety-ridden today. Like, damn, I didn't want to eat anything. Because
yeah.
I just felt like I'm next. I'm going to get a heart attack. I'm going to have a heart attack next. And then I worry about my overweight friends. You know, not just Bobby, but even all my overweight friends. So,
Bobby, can you see with that light at all?
No, keep going, guys.
Yeah.
I got it. Just keep talking. Don't worry.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the first thing that came through my mind is our health. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty scary. I know I got to lose weight, but it's fucking hard. It is hard. It's hard. It's hard through the depression, through everyday life. You know?
Give me your phone.
What do you need? You need my phone here?
Yeah, we're
going to
use your flashlight.
Yeah, dude.
My shit's almost dead. Nathan, you have a phone?
There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Look at that. You just got to... That's right.
All right, let's go.
I hope this isn't the shittiest podcast you've ever done.
No, this is
It's like just on me.
Is it? Oh, that sucks. I feel like the last time we were on your show was a shitty podcast. Every time we're on a show, something happens.
Are you the podcast killer?
I think we're the podcast killer. Last time we were on, it was in the infancy days of his You Know What Dude podcast.
Who's got another phone?
Mine's dying.
I wear a flashlight.
Give me one more flashlight.
I don't think I have a flashlight.
Would the club have a light?
Yeah, we went on Bobby's podcast, me and Fabio, which was the other guy. We're missing two guys. And we drove all the way up to New York, got stopped by the cops in the middle of, I don't know what, we turned down a one-way street, and six cop cars with dogs swarmed us. Finally get to Bobby's house, and he's got his... Another commentary he's doing a show with Joe DeRosa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I started out with Joe.
Yeah. Oh, you did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we, because he's from the area.
Yeah.
So we got there and then we barely talked about our show. It was all about Joe. You know, Joe just hijacked the show.
Yeah.
We drove all the way to New York for
yeah,
you know,
caught a ticket.
Yeah, we caught a ticket. You know, all that stuff. So, yeah, we've maybe we are the podcast killers. But yeah, that Ralphie May thing is fucked me up today. More so because of, you know, I know how he died.
Yeah.
You know, like the weight thing. And I thought about him. So we had a nice lunch yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We pigged out. And I didn't feel so good about doing that.
Yeah, it's a fucking sick, sad thing that happened. And I fucking, you know... Back in the game, guys.
Look at that.
I have this other light I didn't bring. I apologize for that. Everybody watching, I apologize. We're Mickey rigging this out here.
That's the most polite way I've ever heard of rigging something. Like, yeah. Mickey rig.
We're
in Philly.
You know, and it's important, you know. I feel, you know, I was never best friends with Ralphie May. I, you know, but anytime I saw him, sweetest guy in the world, and that's... You know, one thing that everybody says about him. I know that Bert and all the L.A. guys were really close. I know Mike Calter, who's I love, is a great friend of mine, was very close. We were just talking about Ralph.
Because
me and Mike are big guys.
Yeah.
We're big guys. And we were just like, look, man. I was like, how's Ralphie, you know? Because he's so close with him. And he's like, you know, he's sad. He's depressed. He's, you know, he's just getting divorced. And his... I couldn't imagine getting divorced. I couldn't imagine losing. I know, man.
Try it twice.
Yeah, well, but you have a kid, and not, you know, but you know, what you have to go to see your kid.
Yeah, drive an hour, each way.
It's just fucking crazy.
Depressing.
It's depressing.
You wonder why I'm fat.
But here's the thing, though, is that Ralphie, come on. Ralphie was beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, we're fat, and I have to lose weight. You do too.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yep.
You know, but, you know, I was talking to Mike, and we both were like, dude, we got to get our shit together. You can't just eat yourself. That's why food leads to everything else. You get so fat that you can't come back. Why not use drugs?
Yeah.
Why not drink? What else is, if that's not cutting it, because at some point pussy becomes, at least when I was in shape, when I was a young comic, I could... You know, play that whole game with girls after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Chase that. And
right.
That was my drug.
Yeah.
And then when you have to stop that because you get married and you have a kid and you're older, it's like, you know, my wife doesn't understand depression. Go out, make the money, bring it home so we can enjoy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's basically the mentality I have now. It's like I'm working out here to get home so that I can hang out with my kid and my wife. And go fucking apple picking, or whatever we do. Go help them, you know, those moments. I figured out, and not to just yammer on, because I tend to do that, I know, before you fucking write a review. Bob just fucking yammering on.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's you know, though, you don't get to be happy all day.
Yeah.
You get to be happy parts of the day. Very rarely are you happy all day long. There's something or somebody is going to fuck that up. And, you know, and I forget what who said it. Maybe it was Rogan or something. You have to learn to be in the pain.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You have to learn to be in the pain and deal with the pain and not fucking kill it. Not try to squelch it, put it out,
yeah.
You know, and not feel it. Feel the pain, go through it, and I kind of learned this from my kid, too. You know, it's like, when I say no to him, I took his iPad away the other night, and he cried. And then he did something else, and I go, now go to your room. And he didn't want to go to his room, because it was, you know, he usually watches a movie, and at night, and I was like, go to your room. Not angry, not fuck you, just go to your room. And he went, and he cried and cried, and my wife was like, B... I was like, he has to go through this. He has to cry, feel sad, scream, beg.
Can't just fix it.
He's got to go through the whole thing, get mad, and then cry again, and then come out and go, and still not get it. And understand that you don't, that's the best thing I can do for him.
You got to be mindful. Life. Yeah, right? You got to be mindful of your emotions.
Yeah, you have to... You know, like you today, being sad, you know, what the fuck? What is this?
Yeah.
You're probably excited to get the gig. Probably this is going to be great. I'm working with the great Robert Kelly.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I said this morning. This morning
no,
I said
but when
that.
You were coming here, and then when you get here, you realize, oh, shit, this is a fucking shit business, man.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like, you know, it's highs and lows. It's you wait all day for the show, you know, and so it's like, how do you keep yourself preoccupied? But then it's like, I think it's also just important just to like be in a state where you're like, all right, like this is how I'm feeling. Like, that's fine. Like embrace it, you know, like accept it. And how do you handle it? You know?
Yeah. It's hard, though, because, you know, I had to get out. I was actually, I couldn't wait till after the show.
Right.
Because I was, I just wanted to get where.
Like today? People,
all the time. I had to get out of that habit. Because I was in a habit of like, oh, after the second show was done, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
And it's like, Bobby, you got to stop that. You got to enjoy this show. You got to fucking look forward to going out there. You got to look forward. You are blessed.
Rob, how do you handle it when you're like, sometimes you're like not in the best mood and it's like an hour before showtime and you know you have to do like an hour? You know what I mean? Like,
look,
what?
Man, sometimes I, you know, I mean, sometimes I'll fucking just not, I'll just sit in it and fucking be sad. You know, I used to jerk off. I used to eat.
No, but like,
you know, because no, but those are the things you do.
Okay,
I'll go fucking eat. I'll order a pizza to room service. I will be happy as shit because it's like a hooker coming. It's like I can't wait for that door to knock and they open it up and the tray comes in and I get the TV and I'm oh my god and blah. And then I'm in my underwear and I eat the oh I'm so good and then the movie's on blah, and then as soon as it's done I'm like. Right back.
Yeah.
Does it all go away though the moment you're on stage?
What? Well, yeah, it absolutely goes away.
Right.
But it's right there when you're done.
Yeah.
You know? You have to make, you know, I don't know, man. It's just sad. Because now we're going to have to sit here and wonder why or what anybody could have done and nobody could have done anything.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the one thing that's going to be uplifting is when you hear comics talk about their friend, and that's what was so amazing about the memorial that I did for Damon. It was on Monday, that it was just like that guy, you know, he was an inspirational dude. He did comedy from a wheelchair. Right. He touched every person that he came in touch in contact with, you know, and like it was even if like whatever it was like when you saw this dude doing what we do and he needed two fucking big dudes to come with him and lift him onto the stage, like, you know, that got you a little bit, but like everybody was inspired by that guy. And I feel like the stories that are going to come out, it makes it more tragic in a sense when you hear about how awesome somebody was that passed so young, but like there's something to it that like this life that we live does bring joy to other people.
Yeah, man, it does. But it's just, you know, Ralphie was 45.
Way too young.
Yeah, it's so
way
young.
Too young.
You know, it's a wake up call, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we're dying from booze, drugs, and food, and it's just that's the way it is. You know, you can't fucking go out there and drink in the morning and at night and after the show for fucking 20 years and not have it fucking fuck your body up. You know what I mean? And in this business, there's the people that are up there who have all the fucking money and, you know, they can never worry about cash and can work when they want to. But then there's most of us who have to do this for a fucking job.
Yeah.
This is my job. Right. I don't have a choice with a lot of this shit.
Right.
You know? A lot of us have to fucking come out of it because we have to. I have a kid. I have a mortgage. I have a house. I have bills. This is my job. And I don't want to be away from my kid. I want to be home more than I want to be on the road. So that makes me sad, you know? So you have to fucking work that shit out. Figure it out. And this is my life. And, you know, and you know, like, it's hard, though. Like, all fucking week I've been, you know, eating right. Ugh, my wife at night, I get like a graham cracker.
Wow.
She made fucking banana bread. And I'm like, ugh, I got a graham cracker. It's hard.
Yeah.
Now I'm on the road. It's hard not to go get a fucking Tony Luke's.
Right.
It's really hard. I have hummus over there. Hummus and chicken. I'm going to go back to my room, and it's hard not to eat it all. I want to eat it all, but I'm going to have a couple things and go the fuck to bed. You know, it's I got
to
do it.
It's an opportunity to look at the big picture, though. You know, like, okay, at that moment, that's something you're craving, but it's got to feel good that you're also, like, making strides. Like, that's got to be a good feeling.
It's the funny thing is that when you start taking care of yourself, you feel good again.
Right.
There are things that you can feel good about.
Yeah.
You know, there you can, if you go to the gym, like last week I went to the gym, they had rubber bands. I just went on YouTube and found rubber band workouts.
Right.
And I felt good.
Yep.
Did I lose any weight? Not 1 ounce.
For sure.
But there was something about it. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm sure some asshole that can explain it. It's the endorphins that are released in your foot. I don't know whatever the fucking podcast that talked about this and had an expert on. I don't know. That's not this podcast. But,
reveal. That's why, now we're in.
No, that's why. Fucking, you know what, dude? I fucking suck.
Do you have health issues, like, from being overweight?
I went to the doctors. I have fatty liver.
Okay.
My spleen is enlarged.
Like, no prostate issues or anything like that?
I don't right now.
Sleep apnea?
I do not. I went for all that shit.
Okay.
I'm very lucky right now.
Yeah, okay.
But it's coming.
Can prevent it, man. You just got to have routines and stuff.
All this shit is preventable.
Of course.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Preventable, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Good.
Yeah.
She said yeah.
I have apnea because I'm fat. I snore loud, stop breathing. And I have prostate issues.
You do?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your prostate?
Well, you know, sometimes you lose the stream.
What do you mean, the stream?
The stream, you know, when you take a piss, it's not there.
Really?
It's kind of just dribbles, yeah. I've had that at a young age, yeah.
I had that too, like, not as much now, but like...
I'm good now.
Now
but
that I started like working out and eating better, when I was eating like shit, I couldn't.
Your pipes were clogged.
My piss would take me fucking 20 minutes to piss.
So did you go to the doctor for that?
I did not.
No?
I just ate right.
You didn't get your prostate checked.
I did not yet. Should I?
At 40.
They told me 50. They changed it.
They keep moving it back.
But you're fat.
Shut up.
Like,
you're fat too.
I know, that's why I got it checked.
That's why he has fingers in his ass all the time.
I've got like three.
Bobby, did you ever try
3 times
12-step stuff for food?
I never did it for food.
Yeah.
No. Why?
I mean, I'm sure we both know people that have done that, and I mean, it's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, you got to call your sponsor and tell them exactly what you're going to eat that day. But
that's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I read a book about it was called like America Anonymous, about people, like 10 different kinds of addicts that use the steps for different stuff. The only ones that I felt for at the end were food addicts, because you don't have to gamble, you don't have to do meth, you don't have to do steroids, you don't have to drink alcohol, you have to eat.
Yeah.
And like, if that's
but
your
you
shit
have to eat like shit.
No, but I mean, if you're, you know, addiction is addiction. It lights up a part
I'm
of
a
your
drug
brain
addict, so.
Yeah, she's an addict,
like, okay. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a recovering,
like, yeah, but like,
whatever.
I still I always looked at it like I had had to do drugs.
Yeah.
Just like I had to eat. Like
Are
I
you
had
recovering?
I feel like I'm always recovering, to be honest with you. I slip up.
I love cocaine.
Yeah, I love cocaine. And
do you?
I'll answer that for you, Bobby. No.
I know.
What about cocaine do you love?
It just gets me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it expensive still or is it cheap?
No, it's expensive.
It still is.
Yeah, like I went through $80 of cocaine in a few hours.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that at that festival?
And that was the first time I had done it in almost 6 or 7 years. And I went through it that
Was that at the festival?
Yeah. Like, I love cocaine.
Tell them how you paid for it.
Through Venmo. Like an app. Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's the note that you leave?
She had a Venmo account. And I was like, oh, do you take Venmo? And she was like, yes. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I'll buy my drugs through Venmo. Yeah.
You buy drugs through your phone now?
Yeah.
A lot has happened since you got clean, Bobby.
Oh, God. Yeah. See, that's the thing. Now they have Uber Eats.
Yeah.
I can literally just use my phone to get whatever the fuck I want.
Like, I've literally used Uber Eats to get deviled eggs.
It's so bad.
It's amazing.
All these guys sucking dick for coke. They could have Venmo'd it the whole time.
But I also downloaded an app for meditation today. I downloaded an app a couple weeks ago for food, like how to eat, you know, lose it. You know what I mean? So it's out there to you know, that's why technology, it'll either better you or it will fucking kill you.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, it's all about self-control. You know what I mean? It's all about, like, you have to eat, yes, but you don't have to eat like an asshole.
I know.
Well, we ate like kings last night.
And you have to make better decisions.
Yesterday?
You and me.
But we ate good.
We did eat good.
It was all good food.
It was good food.
Because he was like, you know.
Slopped in sauce.
Last time I was here, we went to fucking
Reading Terminal.
Oh, we went everywhere. We had so many fucking sandwiches.
Yeah.
So much pork. So much shit. Yesterday, it was like, dude, we're going to get Chinese food. We got really healthy soup. I got bok choy with mushrooms. We got a chicken dish. And then the actual wings, we got wings, but they came fried with bread. And I was like, fuck it, I'm not eating it.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
eating it. So what made you be like, fuck it, I'm not eating it?
Because
like what?
Because I've made that decision right now where I'm like, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore.
And that was yesterday. But,
well,
it was yesterday.
I was running around with my kid in the backyard the other day, and it was just like, I'm fucked.
Right.
I'm fucked. Yeah. I'm gonna run around with my kid. I'm gonna go in the woods with my kid. I'm gonna go hiking with my kid. I'm gonna fucking do a lot of shit with my kid, and I'm not gonna do it in this body. I'm done. And I don't care about all these, you know, the internet, you can't. That's why I don't read comments. I don't care. You know, it's like I love people that love me and I want to respond to that, but I can't because I can't read the bad shit either. And you say sensitive, Bob.
Yeah.
I've gotten very sensitive over the years because of
your kid.
Because of my I have a kid. I love my life for the first time. I fucking love my life that I created. My whole life was given to me before this, stepfathers and foster homes and fucking all this shit that I didn't have a really choice. I hated it. Fucking hate it. I created the life I always wanted for myself. And now I have it. It's like I'm going to fucking get diabetes or have a heart attack or whatever the fuck's going to happen to me. I mean, look, I could do all this shit, get into shape, and then fucking have a bus hit me. We all know that. So the choice is ours. And I just have to learn how to be all right with feeling shitty. And stop looking at everybody else, man. I look at people like, they got this and they got that. It's like, fuck it all.
Well, you gave me that speech yesterday. Don't worry about what so-and-so's doing with their show. Yeah. Worry about your fucking show.
Yeah.
And that's good advice.
Show to become somebody else's show.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, comparing yourself to another person is a disservice to yourself.
Right.
Well, you know, like, you know, I have people, you know, because what happens is that I'll get comments from people like, your show isn't as good as that. You know what, dude, isn't as good as this show.
Yeah.
Or it's not as good. Yeah.
You literally can't control that.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not
doing
this for you.
Right.
I did this for fucking 20 people at one point.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's correct.
And I did it because I love doing it, and my fans are the shit. My fans all came out tonight, and I don't care. If it's fucking 20 fans, it's 20 fans listening to this. I get so many great emails from people that love my show and think it's funny, and also, you know, because they get help from it. I have comics in my show, and like, you know, they just like, dude, it wasn't funny. Or so. It's like, shut the fuck up. It doesn't have to be funny.
It's not for you.
It's, well, it's not. It doesn't have to be nice face, fuck your tits. That's fun, but it, you can have these conversations,
all
too.
All the time.
Yeah. What's like cathartic?
What?
Cathartic?
Spell it.
C-A-T-H-A-R-C-T-I-C. Cathartic?
Is she right? I have no idea.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think it's T-T.
I didn't say T-T. I said T-I.
I'm thinking titty, sorry.
All right.
That's so funny. We all go back to her titties.
Yeah. All the time.
I have tits and a brain.
Wow. Are you smart?
What do you do?
Don't go crazy. Don't get crazy. Smart?
I'm smart.
You're unique.
All right.
Why do you think you're smart?
Because I'm smart. I don't think I'm stupid in any way, shape, or form. No.
I like you so much.
Thank you.
Did I just say that?
You did. You did.
Honey, I love you too.
Even though you're cheating on him.
I'm not. She is cheating on me.
You think so?
I don't think she's cheating on me now.
You said it like 7 times on stage tonight.
I think she cheated on me. There's no way that she's never cheated on me in the whole time that we've known each other. Well, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, before you were married? You think she snuck one in before the finish line kind of thing?
Sneaky dick somewhere in her fucking past.
Yeah.
Not all girls care about that shit. They don't cheat.
I know, you're right.
Yeah, like, come on. All jokes aside, seriously.
I would just love to someday, when we're older, sit down and have her tell me.
Right.
Then I can tell that most of the porn I jerk off to is some wife getting cucked.
So, no, guys get cucked, right?
Oh, yeah.
The wife cucking a guy. Yeah.
Don't ever correct me with my
am I throwing off again?
Towards the end of my first divorce, I thought she was cheating, so I went through the... I don't think so, but I went through the laundry and checked her underwear. So yeah.
You smelled her panties?
For jizz?
No, I was looking for jizz, yeah.
For jizz on
why
her
would there be jizz on her panties?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. She was on a
pill.
This
does not taste like my jizz. Like, how
I
do you know?
It. I'm like, mine smells like strawberries and banana.
You should have smelled their pussy.
You should have went through her phone.
At that point, sex stopped.
Well, really?
Yeah, you know, at that point, yeah, of course. So I was checking her.
In her thigh.
Just go down on her the second she gets home.
The jizz goes.
Definitely didn't. Huh?
Just smell her breath.
No, she didn't do that. You kidding me?
She didn't blow a guy?
Oh, Margo got 2 in his entire both.
No way.
He only got 2 blowjobs, right?
She blew you twice in 2
marriages. Yeah, that's one of their, yeah.
2 marriages?
Yeah.
Both wedding nights or something?
Both wedding nights, yeah.
Yeah, there was no
answer.
Yeah.
That is lousy.
A fucking bell going off.
We should be able to get annulled.
Oh, listen, I've heard it. You think you? Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah, of course it's a bell.
We've had an entire.
But yeah, you're in love. You're gonna set. You got a house. You got the life. We're gonna have a kid. Oh, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
And she doesn't suck your dick.
I don't know if she was appalled. She probably repulsed by me at that point.
What's wrong with your dick?
Nothing, just by me.
Doesn't have a dog leg in it or something?
No, I'm circumcised. I mean, it's nice. It looks. I mean, I've been told it's nice.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
I want to get back into shape too because I feel bad for my wife. If my wife became me, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'd be bummed.
How long did it take you to get sober when you tried? When you started trying?
I was 15.
Oh, wow.
And I was drinking from the... I started drinking when I was 10.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So when I was 15, but there was a lot of jail and a lot of arrests and a lot of tragic shit happened from 13 to 15. So, I mean, you know, with food, nobody cares. Nobody...
Right, but I think it's that same kind of struggle, though.
None of my friends care if I'm fat. All my friends make fat jokes about me. I go on fucking Opie and Anthony and Jimmy and say it's a fat, fat, fat. That's
of course, it's low-hanging fruit.
Well, they don't, it's low-hanging fruit, but it's also just, you know, they don't care if I fucking, if I die, if I, they don't give a shit.
I don't believe that. Look, you really?
It's not that they don't care. I'll take that back. It's that, it's like, dude, get your shit together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, there it is. And it's sad. It's like, if I was a heroin addict, would you sit there and make fun of me if I was a heroin addict?
Right.
If I was fucking sitting there, no, would you be like, would you?
Probably. But
I mean, probably. Yeah. Yeah, my friends would.
Hey, Sleepy.
Yeah, exactly. My friends would.
Look at Artie on Howard. I mean, they might
play his balls. And that's kind of what I was getting at, though. Is like, it's not a willpower thing. If you're addicted to something,
it's not your will.
It's not a willpower thing, and that's why I brought up like the 12-step thing because
you have to find a way.
You know, I believe in that, and
well, you have to ask for help too. You know,
absolutely, it's the hardest thing.
You know, it's I had a talk with Ari Shaffir, helped me out a lot.
Okay.
We had a really good talk about it. And he actually
fuck
helped
him.
Me out a lot. Why? You don't like Ari Shaffir?
I mean, I don't know him, but I know he was talking shit on Italians that one day. Remember I called in calling us trash people?
It was one of the funniest episodes ever.
Yeah, dickhead.
He's calling, he said Italian people are trash people. They're they're
garbage people. Yeah.
And he called in. He's trying to defend him. And
but I couldn't hear him because they didn't have the studio 100% set up yet.
But Ari kept triggering him to piss him off.
Yeah.
He snaps. He goes, "All right, why don't you come down to South Philly? I'll fucking drag your head." And he goes, "Exactly, garbage people."
Case in point.
Case in point. This fucking dumb Nunzio losing his cool.
I didn't lose my cool.
Ready to knuckle up over a podcast.
Over the phone. Fucking garbage people.
I'll fucking cotton fist you.
Do you still hate him?
Nah, I'm just fucking around. Nah.
There's some animosity there.
Nah, I'm only trying. I don't like Kevin Brennan. That's who I don't like. Because I think he's, because I don't like him. I just don't like, whatever.
We're just jumping all over.
The guy said I harp on it too much, but I just don't like the guy. I think he's a whiny, I think he's not funny.
A whiny what?
A whiny prick.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And I didn't like what he did with you, to you and Rob Sprant.
He didn't do anything to us.
Well, you know, he was a pain in the ass.
He's a pain in the ass.
Listen, this is what I mean. It doesn't matter. You have to be politically correct. I don't. He's a prick.
Listen, I do not have to be politically correct.
He's a dick.
I've never been politically correct with him. I've told him to his face, shut his fucking dumb mouth. But you know, I've always liked Kevin. I'm the one who was like, we should do a pod. I like
brilliant him. Brilliant. It was a great concept,
and then
he fucked it up. Greedy, because he's greedy.
Well, yeah, he wanted something else. We couldn't give it to him. There you go.
Fuck
and
him.
And then the Cumia guys, who are friends of ours, were like, "Hey, we'll take him." And here, you know,
yeah, he's your problem.
Well, yeah, well, they
have him take him, Cumia. He's yours.
Really?
Yeah. I don't fucking want. He's talentless anyway.
Oh shit. Talentless.
Yeah.
The eye tails can hold a grudge, buddy. You know,
Mako will fucking fight him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
I can see that.
Not at this age. No, I got a kid. I can't be going to jail. You think he's going to fight? He'll cower like a little bitch. Nah, I'm not about fighting.
Them's his fighting words,
nah,
though.
Nah, he wouldn't. You know, he wouldn't fight. And look how he cowered in the studio for that one time. That one dude, two times.
Oh, Jimmy Martinez,
Franco from the Hole.
Oh, Franco.
And then that black dude. I don't even know who that was.
Jimmy Martinez.
He's a psycho. No,
Jimmy Martinez.
Yeah, no. I'm looking for the exits.
Yeah, nice guy. When he snapped, he pushed Gary Kravitz. He said, "Move, bitch," and spun her. And she spun in a chair.
That's funny.
He went right. And then Kevin said, "You want to do this outside?" And he went, "What?" I would say he just used the wrong word. Oh, that was the greatest episode.
I love that episode.
I happen to hate the outdoors.
Listen, he could be the nicest guy in the world. I don't know him, but he was a prick to my boy, so, you know, whatever.
Look, man, life's short, as we know.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
The camera's going to die, I think.
Yeah.
But we
That camera might be dead.
Yeah, listen, man.
Yes.
You know what, dude? I'm on the road. I'm doing these on the road while I'm away. The next one will be live in the studio. And I like doing these out here because I get people that I can't get.
I want to come to the studio. We want to bring all of us, the whole team, to the studio.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll get the Jersey Jerks in the Riotcast studio.
Yeah, man.
I love doing the studio, but
this is nice.
I like doing it out here too.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys join me for this.
Yeah.
So we'll go through real quick. With you can give your plugs now. You fucking
again. Sorry about earlier. I'll tell you the story later. Okay. Everything is at Richie Redding, and check out. You're right. check out. I just posted. I created a game show called Ratchet Ass Trivia, and I shot 13 episodes of it. And
what?
What's that?
Your iPhone?
No, it's like legit. I started a production company with a couple other guys. It's called Not TV.
Yeah.
And we're just making web-based content. All five and under stuff. What's that?
You pay money?
For what?
If I gave you an idea and you shot it, do I get money or do I have to wait?
On the back end, we would pay for it.
No, that means, so
that means negative.
Yeah. But I don't want your ideas. We're making our own shit right now.
Fuck, man.
Well, immediately what we're doing is we have two shows up and running. We're going to get another two up. But the game show got me kicked out of Esquire Network.
Why?
That we pitched it all over Hollywood. And Esquire in particular, we get to the final round. It's going great. Yeah. And then the final round is called Guess That Race.
Right.
That I read you a true crime and you have to guess the race of the guy that did it.
That's pretty
fun. And the chick that was the head of Esquire was like, no. They were like, you don't want to play this game? She's like, it's a no. And she just opened the door and was like, well.
Yeah, man, you can't do that.
But on the street, it's the perfect game to play on the street. It's 5 minutes long. People can win as many as $6 of my money. And it's really fucking funny. So,
all right, cool.
Yeah,
check it out. What do you got, Nathan?
NathanHabib.com. Got a podcast. Be happy.
Softest voice. I mean, literally.
The sounds of Nathan.
I mean, it sounds good, though. We tested it.
You got rapey eyes, too.
I got rapey eyes?
Yeah.
Dude, people love my eyes.
You got rapey eyes.
Damn.
My eyes. Who said that? What people?
But it's a good smile,
the
though,
dead
dude.
Woman in the ditch before he killed her.
Your fucking parents don't count. I love your eyes, honey.
It's good eyes.
Those are the girls I hold down.
Nice brown eyes.
Sorry. Oh, huh.
No, it's all good. NathanHabib.com, podcast, be happy, whatever the fuck that means. And I'll be at UCB East. No, you're going to laugh at that, too?
Sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
No, that's the last part of the podcast. That's the whole name of it. Be happy, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't like the title, to be honest. But we're workshopping on that. Go ahead, Marco.
Annoying t-shirt ever. Be happy, whatever the what.
It's
what?
Just like
you're walking too fast.
You know what's funny is that one time
bored already.
One time a host like said that. Never,
bored already. That's the name of this podcast. What?
One time a host said like
bored Nathan. No, go ahead.
So the host was like, "All right, guys, his podcast. Then be happy.
Are we trying
whatever
to
the fuck that? All right, I can't
no,
find
guys, Nathan,
no, because he would bring me up and be like, "All right, his podcast called Be Happy, whatever the fuck that means." And people would think he's shitting on the podcast.
He's still talking?
He's talking.
Okay.
I have to do this again?
Yeah, go ahead. No, please.
I can't even hear you.
Oh, those trans.
I'm done, dude. Marco, go ahead.
We're the Jersey Jerks. Minus two. Of course, we're on Riotcast.
Two funny ones.
One of them. Oh, no,
one funny one.
I beg to differ that. Yeah, so we do it live on Thursday nights. We're one of the first podcasts to do it live, really. In my opinion. I mean, I know you started podcasting.
Yeah, I started live.
Yeah. All right.
Cameras?
All right. No, not with cameras. No, just live.
Just all right. No, we were the first podcast on Riotcast to do it live.
Yeah, on Riotcast, yeah.
All right. Yeah,
but you can find us all the way at the bottom of the
oh my God.
Go to podcast, go all the way to the bottom. We're there. And we're happy to be there.
It's not our fault.
It's not your fault.
Listen, man, we would love for you to be the most popular podcast. I'm sorry that there's a guy that doesn't exist as the number one podcast on our network.
Chip
fucking blew you guys out of the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, some guy who's not real literally blows you away.
I'm done. Missy, take it away, miss.
How about that, though? He comes to my fucking hotel. I go, dude, hey, you want to get lunch? I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I did radio all morning. Drove all night to get there. I'm like, yeah, we'll go get lunch. Of course, I'll go with Marco. I'm like, I'll go because I like Marco a lot. Let's go get lunch. I come out. He's sitting in the chair Snapchatting me as I get out of the elevator. I'm like, what the fuck? Then we're walking, and he's holding the camera. I'm like, you Snapchat me, are you fuck? The fuck is this shit? Then he has to throw a dig. He's like, I'm like, so what are you Snapchat? What are you, TMZ? He goes, TMZ does famous people. Which is a funny line.
Yeah.
It's a funny line. But I was
points on that.
It annoyed me because I'm like, fucking, go fuck yourself, you fuck. I'm more famous than you. He had a shirt. I threw his shirt. He gave me a Jersey Jerk shirt. I threw it right in the street. And I went back to my hotel.
Walked away.
I'm going back to my room.
Committed.
How the fuck am I hanging out with a fucking...
I had to run after him.
I had to go run, get the shirt in the street.
Right.
And then run after me.
He's putting like Snoopy ears on you.
Fucking on the side of me. Dude, look, I'm sorry, man. I was like, all right, just shut the fuck up.
And he yelled at me, and there's hundreds of people on the sidewalk walking by. Are you going to act like a grown man?
Yeah, we both have kids. We're in our fucking 40s.
But it looked like
a... fuck is Snapchatting me?
This neighborhood, it looked like a bear fight, though.
It was over by Old Town.
Okay.
It looked like two fucking idiots.
Old City, it did.
But it's like, dude, we're going to lunch. We're going to have men having lunch.
Yeah.
Men with kids. Okay.
Well, we had settled down. We talked about life. It was good.
Exactly.
It was good. I know what to expect now.
Did you guys bond?
I expect you to be.
No, I didn't know you fucking held me in such high regard.
He goes, sensitive, Bobby. I'm not sensitive.
Oh, you're fucking sensitive.
I'm a grown fucking man.
You're sensitive.
Buddy, you don't videotape your friends. You don't Snapchat people.
Everybody Snapchats everybody.
Not unwillingly.
Oh, well, you told me. I stopped.
All right, good.
I love you too.
Anyway, we are the Jersey Jerks. Missy and Marco. We also have Fabio and Chris, but you can check us out live every Thursday night at 8 on riotcast.com.
Or just download us, iTunes.
Yeah, go to iTunes, download us, like us.
Head up.
Were you lying about the chubby guy thing?
No.
Really?
No. They think I hate fat people, but I don't hate fat people.
I think she just doesn't like
people,
us.
First of all, I said
they think I have an issue with people of weight. Yeah.
She does.
People of weight? POWs? That's a new thing. POW dumps.
People of weight. I'm stealing that. That's my t-shirt.
I am not fat. I
POW.
I'm a person of weight.
A person of weight.
What the fuck is that?
I'm a girthy man.
Marty, what the fuck?
I love people of weight.
Told you.
All right. Well, listen, you guys are the best. Thank you for watching this. Again, we'll be back live in the studio next week. And, you know, Ralphie May, please send your love to his family. You know, his kids and just, you know, we lost another one. And it's a sad fucking day in comedy. It really just makes me sad. He was a really great guy and a funny guy. And, you know, I don't know. You know, it just sucks. So, and that's it. I want to thank all the people that come out to the shows, the YKWD fans. I love you for listening. Spread the word of the show. And all the premium members, you guys are the best. We got some really great stuff. We got a new show coming to the network. I'm not telling you.
I asked you that the other day and you lied to me.
I did.
Fucking liar.
We got a new show coming to the network.
Dick.
We got great things happening. You guys are the best fans in the world. You know what,
dude? Let me tell you something. Here's the deal. BlueApron.com. This October, celebrating 50th year anniversary, bringing back its top 20 recipes from throughout the past 5 years, as picked by you, the Blue Apron community. What? Woo, your favorite Blue Apron recipes are back on the menu for a limited time only. Blue Apron is all about giving people fresh recipes to explore as they learn to cook new dishes after new dish, which is why, and many people don't realize this, they don't repeat the same recipe within the calendar year. That's what makes this limited time offer so exciting. I'm excited. Aren't you excited? Try out BlueApron.com, all right, and all the customers' favorites by going to BlueApron.com/dude. You guys don't know this, but Blue Apron has established partnerships with 150 farms, fisheries, and ranches across the United States. Seafood sourced sustainably under standards developed by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, pork comes from responsibly raised farms and animals. Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. Blue Apron, you can get it 99% of the continental U.S. Did you know that? Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of ingredients, no more food waste. Unbelievable. A family that cooks together build strong relationships. Me and my Max and my mom, we use Blue Apron. We cook together, and it's awesome. All right, and Blue Apron families cook nearly three times as more often because it's easier. They cut out all the crap that you really don't like doing. It's just about cooking. Everything's done. They explain it to you. You can sit there with your kid and you can learn how to cook. Those who spend a lot of restaurant and high end groceries, now you don't have to spend under $10 a person on a delicious meal. I love it. The chicken teriyaki, there's a cod dish they make, is amazing. Over the past 5 years, Blue Apron has created 1,000 recipes. Okay? Affordable. This is it right here. For less than 10 bucks a person, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make a delicious home-cooked meal. Flexibility. Customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. Blue Apron has several different delivery options you can choose from, too, that fit your needs. There's no weekly commitment. You don't have to commit to this every week, so you only get deliveries when you want them. Easy. Each meal comes with step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients. You can't prepare them under less than 40 minutes. I can't tell you how easy it is. Guaranteed. Blue Apron's freshness, guaranteed promise that every ingredient delivered arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Okay? Check out this week's menu and get $30 off your first meal. Crazy. That's crazy. With free shipping. That's nuts. $30 off. by going to blueapron.com/dude. You will love how good you feel and how good it feels and how good it tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. I'm telling you, you're a single guy, you're on the road, you're a couple, you don't get a chance to go to the grocery store. blueapron.com/dude. $30 off and free shipping. blueapron.com. It's a better way to cook.
Listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.